Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Reflecting on a weekend of McManus and Cluxton and looking forward to a Monday of Mbappe, here's Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Gavin. Some weekend of sport and a big day ahead, because the big day is actually here. It's the Republic of Ireland against France, the opening fixture of the European qualifiers. And I wonder, could you get a tougher fixture to open the European campaign? I'm not so sure, because France, World Cup finalists, beaten on a penalty shootout to Argentina in that final. And I don't think they showed any signs whatsoever of a hangover on Friday when they beat the Netherlands 4-0. I know we're all very worried in this studio. We'll go into the Irish side of things in a lot more detail later in the programme, but let's hear from the French camp. Our own Tony O'Donoghue has been speaking with the French manager Didier Deschamps. He started by asking him about that win over the Dutch on Friday.
Didier, congratulations on the win against the Netherlands. After a performance as good as that, how do you guard against complacency coming to Dublin to play Ireland?
It was a very good result for us in our first match and a great performance from the team as well. But I know tomorrow's match will be different against an opposition with a lot of heart, enthusiasm and quality too. I saw their friendly game against Latvia on Wednesday and they'll be fresher than us as we played on Friday. But I have a lot of respect for this Ireland team and I know it's never easy to come here. So we'll have to be at our best to go out and secure another win.
Finally, you played Ireland again in Bordeaux, you remember? In
Bordeaux, I remember Lyon.
Oh, Lyon.
For the Euro.
Lyon, pardon,
yeah.
Pardonnez-moi. Stade de France in 2018 before the World Cup. Do you remember?
An amical, yeah, friendly game.
Yes. But how has Ireland changed as you have studied the Irish team recently?
It's a long time since we last played them. They have a lot of young players now who have come through. But from I've seen a bit of them recently, including their most recent game. Someone who's obviously getting a lot of attention at the moment is Ferguson, who obviously has a lot of quality. I also noticed Johnson, who's come in and shown some good things. Obviously, they have a few experienced players in there too. But like in every national team, things change with the generations. But one thing stays the same is the DNA of the Ireland team, which is a certain selflessness and generosity and team spirit. They'll have a big crowd behind them on Monday, and that will give them a real push.
Didier Deschamps there with Tony. He did say we'll be fresher than him. I think we'll need a little bit more than that, won't we? But we'll look ahead to that match with our big match preview just after the news at 8:30. The game live on the radio, Game On and 2FM, and of course on RTÉ2 television, and the player coverage at 7 o'clock. The game itself is at 7:45. In Group H last night, Northern Ireland lost 1-0 at home to Finland, and in C, England 2-0 winners against Ukraine. The Irish under-21s came from a goal down to beat Iceland 2-1 in a friendly at Turner's Cross. Full house there, over 6,000 people attending that match. Spurs manager Antonio Conte has left the club by mutual consent. No real surprise there, I don't think. What a finish to the Allianz Football League. Galway beat Kerry to set up a showdown with Mayo in the Division 1 final. Donegal and Armagh lost again, relegated, and somehow Monaghan survived again thanks to their victory over Mayo. And I think maybe that is the story from Division 1 yesterday.
1-7 from Conor McMahon.
It's incredible stuff. I'm going to be honest with you, I've actually lost count the number of times Monaghan have managed to scramble survival on the last day of the league season. They did it again yesterday. 10 years in top flight in Gaelic football for Monaghan. It's an incredible achievement. Vinnie Corey, their manager, has been speaking with Angelina Nugent.
You're going in maybe with a wee dip of confidence after the last two games, but just very proud of the way they pulled it off in the second half.
How important is that win? How important, firstly, is it to stay in Division 1?
It is important. Now, it wasn't, I have to say, we used the league this year, but we didn't overstretch ourselves. We tried a lot of players out. The first few games, we tried a lot of new fellas, and a lot of boys made their debut in that there. So to use maybe 29 or 30 players and still come out with 6 points and stay in Division 1, it's a massive achievement for us.
And then you have Ulster Championship coming hot on its heels with the nature of the way the year is. So that is a boost as well, I'd imagine, today.
No, absolutely. Listen, it shifts momentum a wee bit. Listen, they had the last 3 in a row and got relegated. can be hard to let by, especially we're carrying a few injuries as well at the minute. So we're missing three or four players coming down here today. So listen, it gives everybody a lift. It gives everybody a lift in the county. Like we're heading for 10 years now in a row playing Division 1. So that's massive for Monaghan.
Yeah, he makes a really important point there, because momentum is everything in sport, as we know. And when you look at what's happened, Donegal are in Armagh in the last couple of weeks. They're going to the Ulster Championship now on a real downer. So, you know, there's a lot more at stake here in the league than you think heading to the Championship, which is only a couple of weeks away from us. Dublin, who included Stephen Cluxton on their bench yesterday, beat Louth in the Division 2 decider against Derry. Beat Louth, and they'll meet Derry in that final, the Division 2 final. Got it there eventually. Division 3, Fermanagh beat Cavan to reach the final, and they'll meet again in that decider. And Sligo and Wicklow will face off in Division 4. Kilkenny beat Cork to reach the Division 1 hurling final. Donegal have been relegated from Division 1 of the Little Ladies Football League. They lost to Mayo. Galway, 1 point winners against Cork in the Very Camogie League. And in the golf, Rory McIlroy was beaten in the semi-finals of the match play event in Austin. He was 2 up with 3 holes to play against Cameron Young, but he ended up losing. Young coming back on those last 2 holes, and then it went to the extra hole and he won it on that one. But despite that dramatic turn of events, he lost the final 6-5 to Sam Burns.